But anyway, from there we went overseas. And we landed in Wales and settled in a place called Wiltshire Township in England, near Bath, Bristol, Bath area. And we trained there, and we were put into Patton's Third Army. Now, I can't repeat some of the things he said. He spoke to our division.
You can say anything.
I would never repeat it, not to you. I would tell him.
You can tell him, and I won't listen.
No. No.
Okay.
He called everybody a son of a bitch and a bastard. His line, but that's mild compared to what he said. But anyway, from there, we didn't go to France until D-36.
What is D-36?
D-Day was June the 6th, and we landed July, 13th, Bastille Day. That's when we landed in France, Bastille Day. We had to wait until there was enough. See, an armored division has to have a lot of land to move, you know, because of the tanks and the vehicles. And we got in D-36, and then we went into combat right away. We relieved the 4th Infantry Division, and then we were in the hedgerows, and that was a rather unpleasant place.
What does that mean, the hedgerows?
You've never seen, they had in Normandy, France, they have these, they're like bushes. They're about 12 feet high. And the Germans, you don't know who's on the other side. The Germans could be on the other side and you'd be in a field here and you wouldn't know, you couldn't see anybody or anything. But anyway, it was, you know, scary to baptize. I was telling Rob, the first night we were there, there was radio silence. In other words, the radios weren't operating yet. So our first sergeant said, "All you SOBs, you're going to do guard duty." Because we never did KP or guard duty. Radio operators were supposed to be on all day. And I told them, I went out in the field in guard duty, and I'll never forget how scared I was. The first, you hear all the cannons going, the machine gun fire. You know, it's the baptism of fire, you might say, you're scared. And I told them, my own grandmother was walking by, I would have shot her. I went, "You're so scared, you know." But you get used to the sound after a while. Like you get used to being married, you get used to combat. And from there we went, covered a lot of territory, went through France, and we were in Patton's Third Army. And he liked our division because he knew our general. And we had a colonel, by the way, that came from Agawam, Massachusetts. His name was Abrams, Creighton W. Abrams.
What was his first name?
Creighton. The Germans thought he was Jewish, you know, with a name like Abrams. In fact, when we were on maneuvers, I asked him one day, I said, he was a captain then. I said, "I thought you were one of our boys." He says, "Oh, he thinks there was a little Jew boy hanging around somewhere in England." That's how. There for me, he was from England, his family. But anyway, he was a great officer. He became a general, chief of staff, a 4-star general. He was a marvelous person besides being a good officer. But anyway, we went through France, and we were around the Metz area, around Nancy, and that's the eastern part of France. We got word.
Did you say the Metz area?
Yeah, Metz, France, M-E-T-Z.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have it correct for our record.